some musical notes. Well, with music historian Monsignor Philip Whittemore.
For a young child, the days leading up to Christmas are full of excitement. I can remember how I used to count the days, opening a new door on my Advent calendar for each day of December as the 25th came closer and closer. When it gets to 8 days before Christmas, the church begins a kind of countdown. The readings at Mass tell us the story day by day leading up to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem. And every day from the 17th of December right through to the 23rd, there's a beautiful plain chant antiphon to sing each day at Vespers. All seven of them contain an urgent plea. Veni, come Lord, come. Each of these antiphons begins by addressing our Lord with a title taken from the Old Testament. O Adonai, O Key of David, O Emmanuel. That's why they're called the O antiphons. The first in the series is called O Sapientia, O Wisdom, you come forth from the mouth of the Most High. You fill the universe and hold all things together in a strong yet gentle manner. O come to teach us the way of truth. These seven antiphons are full of wonderful images expressing the hope of God's people waiting for the birth of the Saviour. O Radix Jesse, O Root of Jesse, kings fall silent before you, whom the peoples acclaim. O come to deliver us. That's the antiphon for the 19th of December. And you'll notice it uses the same music as the one we had before. In fact, all the O antiphons have the same music, slightly adjusted to match the words each time. I expect you can all think of examples where the same hymn tune can be used with different sets of words. But I was fascinated to find examples of the same thing happening in plain song. All the O antiphons use the same music. And so too does a completely different antiphon, O Doctor Optime, sung at Vespers on the feast of a Doctor of the Church. Those monks who put the chant books together knew how to make the most of a good tune. But jumping ahead a few centuries, some Victorian hymn writers decided they wanted to make the most of the wonderful texts of the O antiphons. The well-known Advent hymn we heard at the start of the programme is a kind of collage of all the Old Testament images used in the O antiphons. The tune is an old French processional chant. The words express our fervent Advent hope. O come, thou Key of David, O come, thou Dayspring, come and cheer our spirits by thine Advent here. The refrain expresses the joy that comes bursting out of us as we await the coming of the Lord.
Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel.
And our thanks there go, as always, to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian who's currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.